expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Was Roger McGill, really good buddy of mine, my plumber, my singer, and a Detroit Lions fan, and he came up and watched my Niners take out the Lions this weekend, and that was great. It was a great game. I wanted to play that because it's that time of year and people like that song, even though, you know, we say we all want to get out of here, and, you know, it's good to get out, but not just for a couple of weeks at a time. We're in Fairbanks. Today, we have a special guest here on the Problem Corner Show, and we will be taking calls at 907-458-TALK. That's 458-8255, so feel free to call in. And my guest is a longtime family friend. We go way back, our families, and we both have a lot in common. It's Leslie Hedukovic. Leslie, how are you doing?
Hey, Craig. I am happy to be here, and I love that song.
Yeah,
That's great.
We always play it when it's real cold this time of year. It's just kind of fun song.
Yeah, and it's only minus 22 today. Yeah, I mean, that's
balmy.
Like, oh, my gosh.
It's balmy. Anyway, Leslie and I, we both have a lot of common. Our family was real innovative in the boat business going early on, and the Ween family and Hedukovic family have been just instrumental in the aircraft business, and that, I mean, goes back so far. Fifth generation, right?
Yeah.
Fifth generation.
Yeah.
I know, I've known your dad, Richard and Sally, forever, and they're great people. And, of course, Leslie went through school here in West Valley in 84,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
You got a...
Go Wolfpack.
She received her business degree, business administration degree from the University of Puget Sound, and you got three boys.
Yep.
And your husband, Bob, who I grew up with across the street, downtown and then up in Eucrest. So we've the Hajdukovic family and our family were like best friends growing up, all of us. Johnny is my very best friend. Has been forever. I love Johnny. And I could tell some stories about Johnny, but not on the air.
Yeah, right. I've heard some of those stories.
They're hilarious. There's some good ones growing up. Him and I got in some trouble, but not real bad trouble. Just
good-hearted trouble.
Yes, yeah. They kind of make your parents still pull their hair out. But you know, I know you've been involved with volunteerism and been very active in children's schools and books fairs and PTA and all that. And, of course, 6 years on the school board. And that was back 25 to 2011, right?
Yep, and 2005, 2011.
Half of that time as president. That's a big job right there.
Right.
And then when you announced you were going to run for Senate, state Senate, I immediately, first of all, I thought, what the heck is she doing? I'm sure you said the same thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
But my initial feeling when I thought about it was, you know, you come from really good people. You're good people. And I have never met a harder working senator or politician in my life than Dan Sullivan.
Oh, boy.
And you worked for Dan. And so that is, you are vetted. You are absolutely right. Vetted right away.
Right. You know, he works hard and his staff works hard, let me tell you, keep up with him.
I went back for the Sturgeon hearing twice, both those. And I mean, literally, he had his hands full of documents going from one hearing to another room, running down the halls and then running into the Supreme Court for the big monumental Sturgeon arguments. But anyway, it was really, really special as far as I was concerned. But so, and then you got mining. The family goes back into the mining days.
That's right. That makes me fifth generation is the early miners on Sally Ween, O'Neill Ween's side. That's what makes me fifth generation.
Yeah. And so Noel Ween, of course, first to fly from Anchorage to Fairbanks in an open cockpit biplane in 1924,
which is 100th anniversary coming up this summer.
That's
so
right.
There's going to be a celebration. Jay Ramirez and Pikes is going to help us put on a celebration for that. So
that's great.
You're going to have my dad on for.
Oh, absolutely! I love having your dad on. It'd be great. And then, of course, your grandmother, Ada Ween.
Yeah.
We'll talk about her a little bit.
So yeah.
She did a couple things kind of important, right?
She did. She did. Born and raised in Nome, Alaska. And you know, the aviator flew into town, Noel Ween, and ended up having dinner at her parents' house. And she got to know Noel and ended up getting married and went on, you know, to support my grandpa Noel and all of his amazing flying historic flights around the interior of Alaska. And, you know, it's not an easy gig to be the wife of an aviator because he would fly off. There weren't, you know, there weren't the radios and the contact that we have now and not knowing whether he would come back. And so raise the family.
Whole other generation of
hard to believe.
Of just incredibly tough people that did stuff that today you'd look at back and go, with the equipment they had and everything, it's just crazy.
The clothing, even the clothing.
I don't think Noel carried an inReach.
No. But my grandma Aiden supporting him and the business that they grew but went on to become one of six women who were in the Constitutional Convention and
Jack Coghill.
Meg Nordahl's grandmother was also on there and other people, you know, that. It was her greatest honor, she later said, just the greatest honor of her life, and so proud of her, especially to be a woman and to be on there. So,
and the tradition continues. So this is what's really great is that you're running against Scott Kawasaki for state senate. I think you'll have a lot of support in this town, just based on your family history and your service so far with the senator. So a lot of people that didn't know you got to know you maybe through Sullivan's office.
Yeah.
You know, folks that hadn't been here as long as our family. So
I think that, you know, the experience that I got, not only, I mean, and you can't discount volunteerism and how volunteerism and solving problems and then going on to the school board and being involved in local government and then making some amazing connections through Senator Sullivan's office.
We're talking with Leslie Ween-Hajdukovic. We're going to take a break and come back. You're welcome to call us, give us a call, and we'll be back in a minute.
fixing it all at a reasonable price, well, let's simply say they're scarce. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical is quick to the problem, and they're quick to the solution. And when you have no heat, or you have a bad plumbing leak, your HVAC isn't working, or your pipes are frozen, you want your problem fixed. So who do you call? I told you to remember the name. It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Boilers and water heaters, snow melt systems, of course, drain cleaning. They also own Victory Drains. And you'd be surprised how much more. So look, you don't have to try to remember the phone number. Just remember the name and look it up from there. One more time now. Say it with me. Living Waters. Right. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Okay. Well done.
Fairbanks, listen up. Affordable Used Cars has purchased over 450 late model vehicles to fill the lot. With a great selection to choose from, you can find that vehicle you've been looking for. We have Tacoma TRDs, 4Runner TRDs, Sienna Hybrid all-wheel drives, Bronco Sports, and many more makes and models to choose from. They're arriving daily and won't last long. Hurry in for the best selection before they're all gone. Come downtown to Affordable Used Cars at 2525 South Cushman.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. Part-time service also provides education benefits so you can complete the education you need to reach your career goals. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at NationalGuard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. It's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 9 below. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows dip down to about 23 below. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, Fairbanks, we are back. This is Craig Compo filling in for David Pruse on the Problem Corner show with my guest and good friend, Leslie Wien-Hajdukovic. And we just kind of spent a little bit of time at the intro there going over kind of Leslie's bio and where she's been working and what she's been doing. And we didn't talk. I know you do a lot of volunteer work, Meals on Wheels and so forth like that, which is great. That's what real Fairbanksans do, is they help others, right? You
got to
do that.
That's right.
What it is. I want to just take a second here and remind folks for Al Barrett, we're having the big Beast Feast at Compo's on February 18th. That's the day before President's Day. It's a Sunday. So you don't have to go up and get them, go to work the next morning. But it's going to be 3 to 7. We're going to have a bunch of food. We've got tremendous auction items already donated. Al, of course, lost the fire, everything in the fire.
Yeah, I'm so happy to hear that fundraiser.
And this is probably the most knowledgeable guy on the board of game, I think, I'm not going to say we ever had, but in recent memory, he is just a walking codified. That guy is amazing. But and he always put the ability for his effort to help people harvest game and have opportunity ahead of his business and everything. So it's time to pay it back, right? So
that's
we're
going
to
help
out. So anyway, we were talking about your family history and how deep it goes and how that's kind of guided you into some of your ambitions and like working for Dan Sullivan. What I know that would have been a difficult job, not because he's not a good boss. He's a great boss, I'm sure. But he holds the bar up and he does it by working himself. He's not a delegator that says do this, do that, and then he puts his feet on the desk.
That's right. That's exactly right. He's such a hard worker and cares about the state, and that translated to his staff. And one of the things that I worked a lot on was helping constituents with issues with federal agencies. And so it really opened my eyes on that. It opened my eyes on the veterans in our community and the issues that they have or challenges. And it really just an overall great experience in connecting to the community and the people who live here. So,
And we're going to talk about some of that stuff and wanted to remind folks, if you want to call in, if you got a question or a comment for Leslie, you can call 907-458-TALK. Of course, that's 458-8255. we can put you on the air with her and get your questions answered.
We'll see if I can answer them.
She'll answer it. I have all the confidence in the world in you. So the economy, state economy, there's no doubt we're fewer people are coming to Alaska, it seems like, and one of the challenges is that this migration, we're more dependent on the migration of people, and we have a high turnover, and even, I think more so than any other state, Alaska does. So, something I was thinking about is with employment as low as it is in the lower 48, there's not as many people coming to Alaska for work like there used to be. We used to say enough already.
Yeah.
And now it's like, we need people, right?
Right.
We need people, but we want to keep our own here. That's what keeps things going. That's what keeps the Hajdukovic family, the Ween family, the Comper family. All my family is still here. It's so wonderful. They still live here.
So
work
great.
Here. And it's getting rare, though. You
don't
see so much.
Right.
They move out. They get married, and now they're in South Carolina or wherever they're at. And it's like...
It was one of the motivators for me to even sign on to run for the state senate was about that, is making sure that we can keep our community strong, that out-migration is a concern, and our population is decreasing, but making sure that we have something for people to come back to and people to have jobs and raise their families and have grandkids be here. But it is about a strong economy, and it's one of the big reasons I'm running, is wanting to go to Juneau and really be a strong representative for Fairbanks and advocate for Fairbanks. Things like cheaper energy and making it be where we're business friendly, and developing our resources is a part of that. Like developing our natural resources in the state of Alaska helps our economy and helps you sell snow machines,
right.
And helps all of us. We have members of my family who are in small businesses still, and making sure that we can support those small businesses. And, I don't like the idea of anything being shuttered or business. I always get a little bit sad when a business closes and you wonder why and what need did they not have filled that we could have possibly helped with. And I think a big one, and I know we've been talking about it for a long time, is cheaper energy for Fairbanks. It just is.
It's time. We've talked about this for decades. Goes back to sitting a dam and back beyond that. I mean, way back beyond that. But we've watched the price of energy climb and climb and climb. And it's at 48 cents a kilowatt hour now. It's like, this is not sustainable.
Right.
People can't afford to live here. You've got to make energy affordable.
That's,
and we have the ability to do it. We have the resources. We've got some money in the bank. We've got the ability to do it. And we just keep kicking the can down the road.
Right. And I know with the Anchorage and Cook Inlet area like that, the crunch is kind of being felt there. And so I think there's a pretty high motivation on that to, I know the governor did this task force that worked all last year, and it came out in early December. And I thought there was some great, it's a massive document, but a lot of really good kind of short-term, mid-range term and long-term ideas that we could take action on. And I think we need to put it into action but don't lose sight of the larger things, which is really making sure that we keep our main sources of energy. That would be, oil and gas and coal.
Yeah.
Let's not forget coal. But also look to renewables. Everybody, wouldn't we all love to be on renewables? But we still, that's a bit away. But I just appreciate the work that group did. And
you're right. And there's always new technologies coming. It's not going to take over overnight. The current administration in Washington assumes that everybody's just going to flip over to electric cars. Well, look what's happening right now.
Right.
Electric cars are going on sale. They're not the save-all that everybody thinks they have. Now, there's some... parts of the world, it's wonderful.
Right.
Fairbanks isn't one of them.
Right.
I think I see some Teslas driving around up here, cold weather
right
now, but they all have to fight for that one charging station at Golden Valley where
right.
it is. So these things take time. I mean, there's other issues. There's other technologies, these mini nukes, there's some amazing technology. Going to test it at Eielson. The first one's supposed to be open in Idaho next year, I think 26. So there's a lot of technology coming that could be game changers for the villages,
right.
for the interior.
Yeah.
When you look at the interior of Alaska, it's the biggest city probably in the world with this energy cost. I mean, the per-person energy cost is just It's huge. And so we can fix it.
I believe we can. And I have optimism going forward. And I hope our current leaders are thinking about it and working hard. And I've heard from some of them that they are. And I feel like there sometimes can be this, the town is dying or we're not, you know, this is happening. It's like, but we have some power here. We have some choices that we can make that can keep our community moving forward. And I hope to be part of that solution. My son, he said, Mom, your motto needs to be focus on the solutions, not the problems. And we have to have the problems to have the solutions, but solutions based. And I think that's so important.
Well, and two things that come to mind for me is number one, you're not going down to Juneau for the paycheck. You're not going down there for the ego. You're not going down there because you like the weather necessarily down there. I mean, although it's probably warmer there today. But you know, that's what I like. When somebody runs for office and you know that they're not doing it for the – I mean, we have them right now. We have those kind of people in there right now. They're there for the retirement, the paycheck, the –
Yeah, whatever the title, it is.
But that's not you.
That's not me. And it took some, I mean, it was a couple months of really deciding this between me and my husband, Bob. Hi, Bob, if you're listening. but deciding, because it is a sacrifice. And I've always told anybody who runs for public, you know, local public office, certainly going to Juneau. I mean, that is a, you know, what an interesting experience. But when I really thought about it, I thought, if not me, who? If not now, when? And I do have the experience, and I would be going for the right reasons, and be willing to make tough choices. That's the difficult part, because if all of these challenges and problems, if we haven't solved them already, that means they're difficult. You know, they're complex. But I'm not afraid to dive in, and I'm a quick study. There's so much to learn. But
well, with that being said, you also, having worked for Sullivan, I think one advantage you'd have right out of the gate versus your opponent or a lot of other people down there is you understand better, I think, some of the environmental hurdles that the feds put on.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan's working on the time. And so having that knowledge going into Juneau, knowing that, you know, these regulations are just, they're so powerful you have to be able to work with people to get around them, and you have to be able to work with our legislation and everybody else.
That's right. And Senator Sullivan he's done that masterfully. He really works hard at that. And it happens at the state level, and the state being on alert for, you know, you always say, well, what works somewhere else? It's not a one size fit all. It's like Wayne Heimer, I saw today in the paper, he had a great comment about regulation. It's like one size fits all. Usually we're the one of the groups or states that it doesn't work.
Right, yeah. Well, that's all what ANILCO was about, right?
Yeah.
This isn't a one size fits all. You know, that's the whole Sturgeon case, the reason they wanted his hovercraft off there goes back to the Potomac River in the, I don't think it was the 40s or somewhere, 30s or 40s, where they were using these to taxi people, and it was too loud for that area. You know, for down right in the area, they had some issues with noise. You don't have that on the Nation River. I mean, you know, you don't have that. People should be able to go to these places, but these kind of regulations, and that was my point. Having worked for Dan Sullivan, you get it. You really get it, and you know how powerful the federal government is, and there's times you have to just, we have to say, back off.
Yeah.
And like John Sturgeon did.
Yep.
You know, there's 1 in 1,000 people that would have done what John did, and probably wider odds than that. But he got it done.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to take it anymore. Remember that movie? I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
So
thank God for John Sturgeon. But I think that's what you get. We can win some of these things, but not without a fight.
Yeah.
We got to fight. All right. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Secretary Lloyd Austin responding after American troops were killed overseas in Jordan. He was at the Pentagon alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The President and I will not tolerate attack on U.S. forces, and we will take all necessary actions to defend the U.S. and our troops.
Three U.S. service members killed, 34 injured in this strike by Iran-backed militants near the Syrian border. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz tells Fox News he thinks U.S. officials aren't taking Iran seriously.
They end every statement of, we're going to defend ourselves, but we don't want this thing to spread. And what Iran hears from that is, well, we can let's take it to the next level and see what we can get away with next time.
Iran denies involvement in the attacks. Associated Press citing sources says this enemy drone that attacked American troops may have actually been mistaken for a U.S. drone on its way back to the base. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTVF reports that six people, including one adult woman and five children, died in a structure fire in Norvik, Alaska on Wednesday, January 24th. At the time, the Alaska State Troopers received the report of a structure fire. The house was said to be a total loss and the residents were unaccounted for. Officers dispatched to the scene that included Alaska State Troopers, Deputy State Fire Marshals, and Village Public Safety Officers were able to recover the remains of the six bodies from the building. It was an older residence, explained Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Tim Despain. There were some concerns about the electrical and the heating there, but what exactly was the cause of the fire is undetermined at this time. The preliminary trooper report suggests the fire started near a Toyo stove that appeared to be in poor condition. The deputy fire marshal's investigating, Despain added, of course, it's very challenging. Not only do you not have much left of it, but an inch of ice covering pretty much everything. The remains have been sent to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage for positive identification, and efforts to notify the next of kin are still
ongoing. Online at KFAR660.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on eight of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on eight radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
Breathe easy and save money. Natural gas is not only cleaner for the environment, it's also more affordable. Delivered heating oil is about 45% more expensive than natural gas this winter. Bottom line, natural gas is a cheaper, more reliable, clean source of fuel. And switching to natural gas from wood or oil can help clean the air in Fairbanks and North Pole. A natural gas service line can cost as little as $350 for residents and $500 for businesses. To apply or view coverage maps and more, go to interiorgas.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, we are back. This is Craig Koppel filling in for David Pruse on Problem Corner with Leslie Wien-Hajdukovic. Been talking family and energy and all kinds of fun stuff. And you're welcome to call in 907-458-8255. Ask away. We can field any questions you got. Leslie is running against Scott Kawasaki for the Senate. We talked about, you know, what made you do this, and I like your, I mean, you're right. We got to keep people here. We got to have an economy here. We can't keep paying these prices as people slowly leave the state.
Right.
And you can't economically, you know, they all say, well, just have an income tax or a big tax. There's not enough of us statewide in the form of a tax.
Yeah.
You can't tax. If you take the number of people in the state and then knock that down to the actual number of working adults, people that work, and if you look at what you'd need to get to balance a big budget deficit when we had low oil prices, it's not feasible. You can't charge people enough.
Yeah.
You need resource development. You
right.
need to have the resources help pay the bills.
Right. Right. You can't tax into prosperity. I mean, that's an old saying. And so to be forward thinking on some of our challenges and issues, like that's my big thing is, man, you know, we need short term solutions, and there's things that I think we can do short term, but we also need to have some long term vision. And I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere. And so I think that's where I'm looking.
We want our kids to think that way, and our
that's
grandkids, right?
That's right.
I'm not going anywhere, Grandma. I'm not going anywhere, Grandpa.
No.
I want to work here. I love it here.
You
raise them where they love it, and then. It's always interesting when we go outside. I used to take my kids out. We'd go on vacation somewhere, and after about a week or 10 days, they go, it's just not the same, Dad,
I know.
You know?
There's a poll that Alaska has on – it has on me. I think it has on you. It is home. I got two out of three boys back in the state, none in Fairbanks, but two out of three back in the state. And they feel it, even my one who doesn't live here, he says, man, that pull is pretty hard.
No, that's good. Hey, I had a call. We're going to take a call, caller call back. I think we may have lost him. But, and on the energy, you know, the neat thing about this time in our lives is look at this iPhone, the technology, just from when they came out with the iPhone, how it's changed things.
Yeah.
It's not going to, and these new technologies aren't going to immediately reduce, like we talked about, the need for oil or coal.
Right.
But there are some really cool technologies coming, whether it be a hydro that's here already in a lot of places in the state, just not Fairbanks too much. Like I said, these mini nukes.
Solar. I mean, it has to be viable. That's the thing. We all want it. I feel like we all want it.
Yep.
But it has to be viable.
Okay, we're going to take a call. For Leslie Hajdukovic. Caller, go ahead. What's your name?
G-Man, calling from North Bowl.
The G-Man. You got a question or a comment for Leslie?
Well, I do have a question. I would like to see Kawasaki gone, and hopefully you'll win the election. If and when you do get into be one of the 20 senators, I have two questions. What are you going to do about the problem of the illegal aliens coming into the state? Dunleavy had a problem with it. I think it's like $82 million a year they're throwing at this thing of state money. And the second question is, are you going to push against the Democrats that keep trying to stop the energy flow? And I'll listen to your comments off the air, and thank you for coming on.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. And I'm not sure what he meant on energy flow, as far as our, you know, cheaper energy for Fairbanks. I think that's maybe what he was talking about, but it's on my radar. It's probably my number one priority is cheaper energy, because it helps all of us. It helps every single person. But back to immigration, I mean, just like I think so many people were so concerned about our southern border and what is happening there. And how you think, okay, that's a long ways away from us. Okay, it won't touch us, but it is touching us.
Touching everybody.
It's touching everybody. And the drug flow into our state, you know, I've heard reports, I know Craig has too, about fentanyl and what that means. And you know, we all want everybody to have the American dream. Who wouldn't? But man, when you're coming in that way and not having to be accountable or not having to show up for court dates, you know, or whatever the court dates are way down the road, it's affecting the entire nation. And I'm really concerned about how it affects us here in Alaska.
You know, and it's thank you, caller, too. There's no question. The whole country has gone kind of sideways. And here in Alaska, we just try to keep pushing back against whether it be illegal immigration, the drug problem. We just want it to kind of be like it was as far as our personal freedoms and the way it was when your dad was growing up here.
Yeah.
You know, there's something to be said for that. But we're just getting infiltrated with government overreach, with dumb decisions in Washington like this open border thing. You can't sustain this. It's $131 billion last year with a B for all the benefits, for all the costs associated with these folks coming in. None of us are against immigration, proper immigration, but right. it is driving crazy. And the drugs are the biggest negative side effect.
Huge.
They're killing our people. You know, you can say, well, you're stupid if you take those drugs. Well, some people, whether they break a leg and they're on a painkiller and they get addicted, it happens. I'm not saying it's right.
Right.
When I had my hip replaced, I had 2 days I had to take the strong stuff, and I was off it. I mean, you could take it longer. I got rid of them. I didn't sell them, by the way.
Right.
But I got rid of them because, you know, it's a concern. You could get addicted to this stuff, and a lot of people do. So it's not all just guilty people, bad people that are doing this, but it's killing her.
And our young people and trafficking, which is a big thing in our state, you know, for human trafficking. And I think that starts coming into our state when some of these, you know, bad characters, you know, they're not all bad, but some of these characters come in and start pushing this. And I know it's a big topic for everybody, but the human trafficking, the drugs, it's a concern for all of us. And
I was mentioning on the air, I was planning on going to Mexico to see my cousin who's got a beautiful place down there. And I've started in November because my passport had expired. I don't travel out of country very much, so I didn't care. It had expired. 2 to 3, almost over 2.5 months, I still haven't got it. I'm probably going to have to change my – I'm supposed to leave Thursday. I'm probably going to have to change my plans because – I had to send them 3 photos. The first one, there were little staple holes in it, which FedEx did. The second time, my eyes weren't open up enough. And the third one, they lost.
Oh,
they admitted they got it and lost it. But you can walk across the border.
Yeah.
And I've paid taxes for 50-plus years. I've never had a felony. I've never been arrested. And yet, here I am, stuck. Can't go where I, you know, everybody works hard, but you want to take a couple of weeks and just go this time of year, right? Or go do something. It's crazy. That's how bad it's gotten. But you know, and he's right. This problem with the 82 million or whatever it's cost, that's a drop in the bucket if they don't shut this thing.
Yeah.
And we need a change in Washington immediately. This next election has to change. I've maintained, I don't know that we can re-steer the ship if we get the same administration for 4 years. Look at the damage they've done to the state of Alaska. They have focused on the state of Alaska, and you have to push back, you know, and it's just, I've talked to a lot of leaders, Dan included, and some others that just say, we're doing everything we can, but we, in a way, we have to bide our time. We have to get prepared for a change in administration and get this stuff done, because we got a lot of good stuff done under Trump, and under this administration, they've just immediately pulled so much of it back. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm not sure on the second topic on energy flow, but energy, like I said, big issue, big topic, complicated, complex, but boy, I would be making that a focus for myself if I were allowed to go to Juneau, and I'm willing. I'm a quick study, and
good. Well, and when we come back from the break here in a minute, I want to talk about law enforcement.
Yeah.
I think Fairbanks, I don't even think all of Fairbanks realizes what a success story we're starting to see under some real good leadership at the state troopers. And most of you that have listened to, you know, I've had Captain Eric Spitzer on. I want to talk about some of the innovative stuff they're doing that we need to do more of to stop the fentanyl and the catalytic converters and the massive theft. It's almost all drug related. So that's what's coming up. So we're going to take a short break. And remember to call in at 907-458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And ask Leslie Wien-Idukovich anything you want to ask her. We will be back in about a couple of minutes, get a word from a couple of our sponsors, and we will see you back after the break.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM,
660 getting it down.
And streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Mountain View Eye Center has a new reason for you to smile. Smile Laser Vision Correction eliminates the need for glasses or contact lenses, so you have more freedom to do the things that make you smile. Smile is the latest in laser vision correction technology. Fast, painless, and minimally invasive, so you can return to your regular activities by the very next day. Call to schedule your free smile consultation. Ask about their flexible financing options. Visit online at mountainvieweyes.com.
The Interior Alaska Cancer Association is a nonprofit organization that helps cancer patients and their families and educates the community about cancer-related issues. They are here to help physicians and members in the interior fight cancer. They provide support groups, financial assistance, and resource guidance for those who have cancer. For more details, go to interioralaskacancer.org. This message proudly brought to you by the radio station located in downtown Fairbanks at 529 Fifth Avenue.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 9 below. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 23 below. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Highs level off around 17 below. A dusting of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, Fairbanks Wake, welcome back. We're with Leslie Wien-Hajdukovic, running for Senate, State Senate against Scott Kawasaki. And I'm excited about this race. I really am. I just have a really good feeling about it. I'm not always right politically on my predictions, but I think you got this one. But not without a lot of people getting out and helping and writing that check and going to your fundraisers and volunteering and putting a yard sign down and all that stuff.
That's right.
That comes with it.
And as I was telling a group of folks last week, is that I'm in for this. I mean, I'm in, and I'm going to be going door to door. I'm going to be meeting my constituents. You know, I think that potential constituents, but you think we've been here this long. You think you know a lot of people in town. Well, there's a lot of people who I don't know, you know, so I'm excited to meet and excited to hear from them and see what's important to them, because sometimes, you know, I think I know what's important, but sometimes it's different. So I'm excited to get out and meet people. So, yeah.
And it's going to be exciting. It does take a lot of money to run these races. Your opponent manages to raise a lot of money all the time. And you know, I actually like Scott. I get along with him. I talk with him. I get a lot of, every time I'm in the paper for something, I get something signed that says, "Hey, good job, Craig Scott." And that's really nice. Thank you, Scott. That doesn't put the meat on the table for Alaskan families.
We
need aggressive development and common sense, resource development. You know, we're good at it. If nothing else, the state is really good at that.
Right. A strong voice in Juneau. It's not just about getting reelected. It's about it's about being a strong voice for Fairbanks and having a strong delegation that can be united. And I'm a Republican, lifelong Republican. And I told a story the other day that I didn't quite know when my parents said, you know, I'm signing up to become or vote. And I said, what am I? And they said, well, you're a Republican. I was like, well, okay. Well, it turns out I am. I believe in, you know, government can't be all things for all people. That's like one of the things that I believe in. Government is important and needs to be there. But I really believe that, you know, let somebody loose on a great job and have and be able to build their family or have a family and buy a home Yeah. And do all the things that are important to us and enjoy this great land.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, hunt and fish and snow machine and four-wheeling play.
Lucky us.
Why would we live here if we didn't enjoy that? Why?
Right.
I see some people that come up here and they've hardly ever been out of Fairbanks, so they don't recreate. It's like, You could do that anywhere. You could be on a couch in Racine, Wisconsin.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
You're missing what it
you're
is.
You're missing the boat.
You're missing the boat.
From compost.
And that's compost.
Yeah.
You're missing the boat, but it's also like I look outside sometimes, even at 40 below, you know, and I just go, look where we get to live. Look at this amazing place. And I'm incredibly thankful every day and thankful to have been able to raise a family here.
The sound I like, I like the sound of that 38 below crunch under your feet when you walk it. There's just something cool about it, right?
I know.
Like, anyway, yeah, it's just another day in Fairbanks.
I know.
But it does. The problem is you're going over there to dip your oil tank.
So yeah, that's a problem. That's right.
So you need to make sure that you got oil in the tank.
Yeah.
I did want to spend a little bit of time here and talk about law enforcement. And then anything else you've got you want to bring up. But I do want to tell you, and I don't know how well you know him, but Captain Eric Spitzer, who's in charge of the troopers here in Fairbanks.
I heard you interview him.
He is making a big, big difference.
That's
in the
so
town.
Great.
We need more people like that. They need more people. They've got a really good group. But I'm telling you, I've watched some of these cases. I'm aware of good friends of mine that got ripped off bad. I've been an expert witness on the values of sleds. I've gone to the courts. I've watched what's happened. And they are hitting it out of the park. They are going after these guys. They're using creative methods, not just hoping they pull them over for a blinker out. I'm talking about innovative stuff with rewards, with leaving keys in cars and parking lots and kind of operational stuff, putting trackers on stuff they know. And they're, because all this is drug driven. And so they got to get some of those guys off the streets. And the bigger challenge now, because they're doing it, you just saw the paper where they arrested 6 or 8 on that big Northwest Mining sting. I mean, theft where they just ripped this guy off horrible. And they got a bunch of the stuff back. And these guys are all in jail probably for a long time. But we got to make sure that our Justice Department does their job. You know, the court systems have to perform now. And so that's it. But I just want to say we need more people like that in Fairbanks. He loves Fairbanks. He's dedicated to his job. You see it rub off on all his people. So
and
you see, you know, and what he said was, Fairbanks, you don't want to become Anchorage.
Yeah.
And that's really the drug problem.
No offense
there,
to Anchorage.
No, no offense, but the drug problem there, he goes, it's already creeping in pretty hard, but you got to push back on it.
Yeah, and I loved in the interview that I heard that he, you know, it was kind of like see something, say something, which I think is just so great. And Fairbanks is good about that. Yeah. You know, I live in Hamilton Acres, and we've got a Hamilton Acres Facebook page, and I'm just so thankful for people saying, hey, this didn't look right, you know, or you know, it's kind of like our, now has become like our, what do you call the, you know, the watch, you know, the neighborhood watch. And so I think that's so great, making sure, and that is a function of government, which is public safety. It's a key function of our government.
Yeah.
And something that needs to be funded and continued, funded appropriately.
So what are some of the other topics that you're most excited or want to get your feet wet on when you get down there? I mean, I know, we've talked about public safety. We've talked about lower cost of energy.
Yeah. Education is a big one. That's one that's going through the legislature right now. It's again, a complex, multifaceted topic. But our education and our school districts, they're struggling. I've been thinking back to my time on the school board and, you know, which was now 15 years ago. Education has really changed since then. And parents and students' choice is a bigger thing than it was. Even, you know, when you and I went to school, definitely, you know, it was kind of the bricks and mortar school. But now people are choosing to homeschool and charter schools are big. I know Barnett Magnet School, there's a wait list. I mean, every year for Barnett Magnet. And I think it's great that parents and families have a choice. But it is a topic that we need to address because our school district has a deficit. And so I know there's a couple, I think there's on the Senate side and House side bills going through, and you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not there yet, but to be able to participate, but I'm watching it closely. So
I'm talking to Bernie Carl over at the at your fundraiser, and he was talking to a teacher that came up, and Bernie said, you know, there is no more overworked, underpaid people in the world than a good school teacher.
Yeah, a good one. You couldn't. I would like give them a wheelbarrow full of gold if I could. Good one, because they change hearts and minds.
Yeah, they do, and it's really important we have a good education system. You know, it's frustrating sometimes because over the years, sometimes you see big more additional pots of money roll in there, but the performance isn't always coming.
I know,
out the
accountability.
Other side.
It's a big part.
It's got to be. And they got to look all over the country at what's worked and what hasn't and use some of that. Don't reinvent the wheel. Let's figure out what's worked.
That's right.
Whether it's incentives, whether it's, you know, more of the basics and less of the fringe. I mean, I remember, no offense, Glenner, but when Glenner was going to UAF, one of the classes was, what do you call the Frisbee?
Ultimate Frisbee?
Ultimate Frisbee.
Well, he excelled at that.
I know, but it was a class.
Yeah, you have to take that up with him.
You know what I used to call that class? Recess.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway.
That's right. But, no, and speaking of our university, I mean, our university is a key piece of our community. I always say, you know, my time with Sullivan, it's like, there, you know, we include the university, we include the military bases. Our military here is a big part of our economy. It's private sector, it's public sector, it's kind of everything that makes our community what it is.
One thing we haven't touched on, military and our veterans. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and that I think I was telling you offline here, but, you know, working for Senator Sullivan, I just gained such a perspective on our veterans, and we have a huge veteran population here in the interior, in the state of Alaska. I mean, usually guys and gals who've served, they love the outdoors. They're, you know, it's a great place to retire. And so I gained such great knowledge and respect for our veterans and active duty military and what they give to our nation and our country and how we're how it's just a key part of us. I mean, with Fort Wainwright and Eielson, so close by, we got the F-35s, which is so great, and it's something that, you know, we make sacrifices in some ways. You know, we sometimes see a convoy on the road, but you know, what do they say in Delta when, you know, that's where a lot of the airspace is, and the Delta Junction folks, and the sonic boom goes off, and the sound of freedom.
Yes, that's right. Smelling the sound of freedom.
Yeah.
And you know, in our group, the Laundry House Gang, we meet with the military leaders, trying to get them as much as possible to work around hunting season.
Yeah,
it's tough,
that's
because
right.
You've got, you know, South Korea coming over to fly with them, practice missions, and it's got to be September for whatever reason. We get that. We kind of grit our teeth, but you know, it's important. It's the defense of the country. And you look again, how I say Alaska wants to push back. You look how screwed up, say, California's gotten. You've got veterans that gave their legs and arms for the country, living on the street, and yet California just voted to pay for transgender surgery for illegal aliens.
Yeah.
What is wrong with that picture? So that's the pushback that we want to keep out of Alaska. We want to take care of our veterans. We want to take care of them everywhere, but we got to take care of ours, and we have plenty of them. And we're doing,
and they give
Dan
back.
Is really good about that.
Yeah, you know? For sure. I mean, man, if you ever want to, I mean, going to those, you know, the Veterans Day and Memorial Day services that they have here in Fairbanks, and seeing those veterans stand up, you know, when they do the one at the veterans where the song of each you know, portion of the military is plays by the band, and these veterans stand up, I get chills talking about it, and because they gave.
I went to Arlington Cemetery for the production they do there when I was back at the Sturgeon case. I had to go, and it's touching. It'll rip your heart out. And it's amazing. And I thought to myself two things: how proud I was to be an American.
Yeah.
But also, how that is the kind of thing the Park Service is good at. The Park Service does an excellent job. I never compliment them very often. The Arlington Cemetery, they do a wonderful job keeping it clean, keeping it organized, moving people through there. Just stay off the Yukon River, please. Would you stay off the Yukon River? Go manage something like Arlington Cemetery. Well, we're gonna wrap it up here in about a minute. Leslie, any closing comments?
Oh, I'm just so thankful to have the opportunity to be on here with you, Craig. You're just a great voice. I love Problem Corner, and what David Pruz has done with it has just been so great. It's a positive voice for the community. I love talking, you know, when they come on, people talking about the history, and Fairbanks is a great place, and this is just another piece of the fabric of our community. So I really appreciate it, and just know I'm in this, and I'm going
to
work hard.
In it to win it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leslie Wiene-Dukovich. Remember, folks, Dave will be back at some point. I don't know who's doing the show next, but it's been my pleasure to join you. Take care. Stay warm out there.
AM Fairbanks. K248DK 97.5 FM.